There are a number of classes for the little ones, teens, and adults at the Kimball Arts Center. Education Director Jenny Yersten says there's nearly something for everyone.
Most exciting is for the adults. We have started a glass fusion program. David Robinson is a local here in town, and he is starting up this program. We have a glass kiln, and he'll be teaching some glass fusion programs throughout the fall, winter, and spring, and continuing on. Very exciting to have that equipment in that program kicking off. And then lots of fun family classes. Randy Jo Terrell and Sarah Walker Garrett are going to be teaching a yoga art class. So you come in the first hour and you do yoga with your family. And then afterwards, you guys go into the studio and do an art project together. And it's a really great class. And then also, if you're planning holiday festivities already, who is going to be in town and so on and so forth. We have lots of great seasonal classes coming up for the entire family. Our most popular will definitely be our gingerbread house classes. They always fill, so if you're interested in them, check them out. And I would suggest registering before Halloween. Those fill very quickly.
With its grant from Vail Resorts, the Kimball will begin offering art tours for local students.
They are free for K through 12 students and teachers. You can either come to the Kimball Art Center or we will go into schools and teach about our exhibits. They include K through 12 lesson plans based on the Utah State core curriculum. And so this is a completely free program. You really just have to call and book to get that scheduled. And then we also are planning an educators evening with the Park City History Museum. And then also with the Mega Genius Supply Store and IQHQ, the educators evening will be on Wednesday, November 13th. At Park City Museum is where it'll start. Any educator will be able to come to that and learn about the free programs each of our organizations offer.
Yersten also highlighted some of the exhibits that are up for a few more weeks.
Right now we have the Painters of the Wasatch exhibition. It is up for about another 3 weeks, so make sure you stop by and check that out. We have Maynard Dixon and lots of other well-known Western landscape painters on display in that main gallery. And then Lynn Bludgett is going to be having a show opening next Wednesday, and it is called Soldier Boy and Soldier Girl, where he photographs models in war clothing from the 1700s all the way to modern day. It's a beautiful show. And then we're also partnering with the NAC to have a veterans art show, and that'll be downstairs in the Badami Gallery.
That's Kimball Arts Center Education Director Jenny Yersten. For more information about upcoming classes and exhibits, go online to kimballartscenter.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.